talking about the stuff at the meetings.
Yeah, exactly.
You want me to start?
Okay.
So you need to talk about it.
Well, should we just get around and everyone says what they've been doing?
Have we done anything?
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Okay, sounds like you've done something.
Okay, well, I've got a browser now, which, oh, there you go. Oh, I've got mine as well. It's also a good start. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got a browser with, which comes up automatically with the transcription box and the topics. And then when you go on the menu, you can select the summarization box, which pops up, and an audio player. And that's, I think the search works as well, so you pop up a search. And it loads up just the background window, so empty. And so when you start, you have to either open a particular observation or do a search and open it through that. Does that make sense? The transcription box has got a summarize button which doesn't do anything yet. Now, I wonder how we want to do, we want a pop-up window with a speaker characterization. Either we could do that, when does the pop-up come? Either we can, when you click on the ID, any sort of ID in the transcription box, or we can put an extra button, extra few buttons next to the summarize button, so that you actually in the transcription box, but so that you click on the button and then it opens whatever that speaker characterization is. The problem is the left click is already used because it highlights that that part of speech or whatever that what you're saying.
The left
click.
The left click highlights it.
Right.
So that you can.
Well, I don't know what happens when you double click actually. But that'd be a bit annoying if you have a left click for one thing and double click for something else. I think so. Yeah, when you left click it, you can, for example, set the marker there so that the audio goes from there. I think. So we can't put it on left click. We could put it on right click. We could, for example, have a little menu that pops up.
Yeah. Well, okay.
So right click on it, menu, and then you can click on speaker characterization.
What else can we have in that menu?
That's a good point.
Otherwise, we just have a right click on you.
but I don't know about you, but usually in Windows, right click doesn't do anything, does it? It opens a menu.
A menu, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So it would probably be a bit weird for it to just not bring that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. To just have the same sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just the button.
Yeah.
I guess a button makes a bit more sense because otherwise you don't really know that. Oh, what if I right click now? What happens then?
Well, no,
no.
You still have the menu.
Well.
Yeah, the menu pop up there. Well, yeah. It's more obvious, isn't it?
It's more intuitive, isn't it? It's got a button.
Yeah, that's true. That's more intuitive.
I mean, it's not as accessible.
Well.
Like, if we want to add more things in the future, then we're it's like, where's the menu?
Maybe.
More flexible.
I guess in Meeting Browser 1.1, you can have a menu instead of a button. This one.
But actually, what we could do is in that menu as well, we could have an option that pops up a window with all the meetings that user has been in, like a search for that user.
Yeah.
Is that going to be useful or too much? Or?
I guess so. So what you part of the menu that comes down is says, give me all your meetings.
Yeah. So when you right click on it, one option will be give me all your meetings, characterize the speaker.
Yeah.
Or is that too much? I mean,
I
guess so.
It's more like part of the browsing sort of thing, more than the speaker characterization. as Steve mentioned,
that's
we really know how to involve the speaker characters.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be nice to have it interconnected.
Yeah, they need to tie it in with dialogue acts or something, along with speaker characterization, I think, to, just some way to sort of leverage that information, like we have it, we're doing it, but what does it help the browser, or what can it give us?
What do you mean, the speaker characterization?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, it's, the speaker characterization is a bit like you said, I mean, it's like a nice thing. We're not actually sure what the user wants with it, but it's interesting, so why not give it to him?
Yeah.
I think we should do it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe we could have that as another thing. Like, well, if you get speaker characterization that someone talks a lot in a certain topic, and then if you click on that topic, you get everything that's in that topic.
Yeah, I mean,
and
that's still another level further. I mean, we're not even there yet. You know,
no.
It doesn't pop up the speaker characterization yet. We have to first define what happens when you click on a user.
With the speaker characterization first, we'll be
crossing
over.
So, should we try to do a right click menu again?
Yeah. All right. Why not? Is that just from the main?
Sorry?
Even if
is
there's one,
is that from any particular window? Like, if we want to sort of get, like, if we're on the users versus like a topic or something, have a right click for these various things.
Yes. Wait. Yeah. There's a second thing about the topics. The topic window. We want to somehow be able to click on a topic and it pops up with all the meetings that contain that.
Right. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
So we could do that in a similar way. Do it right click as well.
Okay.
And
this
does
for
system throughout.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the speaker.
So, so we have basically two options of browsing the meetings is by either searching and opening individual observations, and then we have the interlinking by right click.
Actually, another common thing was we have it sort of set up that if you double click and it goes to a default thing on the menu, and that's kind of a typical
double click.
If you double click on a particular topic or something, then it goes to sort of like a default
view.
So it'll be like all the pieces of that topic, either whatever we decide the default to be, whether it's in all meetings or just in one meeting, and just show up in particular instances of that topic. And just need to have the default there, so if somebody knows exactly what they want to do, and we know that that's the most common thing that's going to happen, so the double click will do that, and so save them the trouble of right clicking and choosing the other one.
I don't see there's anything obvious that would be able.
Might come to us.
What was that? I didn't comment then. Do you mean
like we have the right click menu?
Yeah.
Right click, but instead of like have a default double click,
so
it'll be a choice.
For example, the most common.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then there's a problem with a lot of windows popping up again, and they pop up without you even being quite sure what it is. You know?
Yeah.
But if you do double click on something, don't you expect something to happen?
Sometimes you
get back to the window.
No way.
It's not.
Especially if you're on a touchpad.
Yeah.
Well, I'll check what it does on the double click at the moment.
Yeah.
Because I think it might do something, but I really don't see anything obvious that. I mean, if you can think of something. Another thing, single audio files. Do we want to use email?
We don't know yet. Do you mean single channel?
Yeah, single channel. The single channel files. Do we want them? I mean,
probably not, but we might need them for the screens.
We might use them as well
to
work with them, but do we want to integrate them so that when you browse you can...
We might want to be able to say, oh, just give me what that person's saying.
Do you though?
No.
I mean, it's not going to make much sense if you don't listen to it right, so
unless you can't hear it probably or something, somebody's talking over somebody else or something. Like that. We'll just say no for that and put it in there.
Yeah.
because otherwise it will it will increase the amount of data we need on what we need.
Yeah. Yeah, what do people think in general about the Windows cluttering that you've mentioned? Do you think
we probably need that though, to have the full flexibility we need to have that.
That's
why
I feel. I mean, I'm very much out on want to have everything customizable.
Mm. Well, the thing is, typically though, is someone can have five windows open at the same time, probably not.
Probably not, two or three, or whatever. But yeah, it depends. I mean, I really want to put the summary in somewhere, you know. And in summary, for example, it's typical. You open the window, you read through it, you might click on, you know, close it again straight away.
Yeah.
But it'd be good to
have
it there.
It's fine.
But
yeah.
What couldn't we? I mean, you probably. I don't know if you want to have like the full transcription and the summary at the same time. So maybe you can just like choose the same window for transcription and summary.
So like have a tab there.
That's
right. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Does anybody know how to do that? You probably can.
I'm sure. I'm sure you could do anything.
I don't know. It's a bit of a cripple job in the learning toolkit sometimes.
I can have a look.
Yeah, we're just, I don't know.
But yeah, that might be nice.
Change the contents of the same window.
Yeah.
From transcription to summary.
Yeah.
Yeah, or even just have buttons on, toggle buttons or something on the toolbar. Something.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we can do it. It doesn't have to be a tab or whatever.
No, it could be like transcription.
Or check marks, you can have two of them.
That'll reduce the number of windows.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Photoshop has a lot of windows. If you ever use Photoshop, it's got loads, and you're always forever going, I'll get out of the way, there's all this stuff in all these.
Yeah. I don't know.
But
I mean, people get used to it. I mean, when you use Windows, or Linux, or whatever, you have a lot of windows open.
Unless Kenny, I don't suppose you can minimize them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can minimize them.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's all right. Well, of course you can, actually.
Yeah, like, a lot of these can be. Like, once we get the disfluencies out, then we can, you know, transcript without the disfluency, transcript with the different disfluencies.
Yeah, that's true.
They're all these sort of using the same window. So
yeah, they're definitely going to be in the same window.
And probably
mutually.
That
was the plan for the disfluencies anyway. So. Yeah, do you want to do that with summaries then? Put the summaries in the same way now? Mutually exclusive?
Yeah, well, I don't know, with transcripts, it sounds reasonable to have like transcripts, like maybe three alternatives then, like full meeting without disfluencies and summaries.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to do
that?
That
kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
sounds good.
And finally, the prototype he spoke about. What kind of prototype could we produce? Because I'm just, you know, I go into the lab and I say, like, what am I going to change today, you know? And it kind of just, it just develops. I'm not aiming for anything. Do we want to aim for something? I'm pretty much getting there anyway, to be honest. It's not going to be a lot.
I guess it is. I mean, just to try and, I mean, for us to be able to do something that we can include with your thing. So
yeah,
so
that's what we need.
Yeah.
Something just slightly more than just that.
Mm.
Just
so see the integration works sort of between the. So I guess that's what we need to do.
I think that's kind of what you meant as well. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Seeing it sort of start to do stuff while we're.
I guess, I mean, that was probably our intention, but we might not have written it down. So
Actually, is the code accessible, like the the Google stuff that you've done? Like, can we just like copy like the latest stuff out of your directory? Like, if we're going to just try and like take a look or something.
I don't know, can we access other people's?
I think you can.
We think we're unreadable then anyway.
Well, if you just tell us the directory and just make the file readable, then we can know the directory to get it in.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know if it's readable at the moment, but you can show how to have
it. I think by default there.
No,
yeah.
You're not well readable. No, they're only default. Then only you can read them.
Alright.
You can see them, but you can't read them.
Okay.
Right, well, I'll make that readable then.
Okay.
So the directory is my number.
Or you can just email. Or can, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's not difficult.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
What's your number?
Okay.
In all the emails.
Yeah.
Your number.
No, 04.
Okay.
04555 60.
And then it's.
And then there's a folder in LSSD.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the M browser.
The M browser?
Yes.
Okay.
M for meeting.
But we never had to look in my book, so it's just pure chaos.
No, I'm extremely organized. I've got folds, everything, I love folds.
Mine is serious chaos. Files everywhere.
Yeah, so that's me done. Someone else want to talk about their stuff?
I will jump around.
I can tell you what I've done in SPT. I don't know. I basically I started like browsing a bit, just like trying to see if there's anything out there to use. So, what were you doing again? Yeah.
All the searching
stuff. Oh yeah, sorry.
Inverted files, not the next search.
Okay. Found a tutorial, but inverted.
So you could probably just use that code.
Stuff.
Like that was behind the question she asked earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're
yeah.
Using code and stuff and just
oh,
like.
Oh right.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty much there, is it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's usable. I can have a look
yeah.
at
oh,
it,
okay.
but I found some code for
yeah.
like
of
from
making.
A tutorial about
oh, yeah.
indexing.
Oh right.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So even if it doesn't work, you can jiggly pogger around and make it
yeah.
work.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll probably stop doing some other file manager.
Yeah, that's right. So this is a mess as well, yeah. Very basics, is it? Okay, that's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's handy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think it shouldn't be too difficult?
I don't know. I was a bit worried about one. Well, we talked about this with the file. I said with files. I mean, how much do we actually need to do, like extracting things from the XML files and stuff to be able to do the indexing?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to convert it to some sort of format.
Yeah.
I've been trying to write something to read the XML and get rid of it. And I can get rid of it, but I'm having trouble putting it anywhere else. So it'll come up on the screen. But at the moment, I haven't managed to put it into a vector or whatever in Java.
Okay.
To play with it.
Like, are you
writing
in Java?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you should have a look at the browser code then, because you know they already extract for example transcripts.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure I'm making a name of it.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, it was a good point you had, that, like, collaborating with
yeah.
file things, I mean, if you already started on
yeah, yeah.
stuff,
absolutely,
I guess
yeah.
we can
should share as much as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Leverage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we, I don't know, meet up and see what we can do, I mean, I don't know, see what you've done and see what we need.
Yeah.
Well, you know, more. Maybe.
Next week.
Yeah. Exactly. So you're still.
Actually, we haven't done anything this week because this week's been that.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
this week's only 2 days old.
Well, whatever it was last week.
Last week.
the week as it is rather than the proper week, you know what I mean? So it's been all a bit bad like the last one of the last.
Clear in SPLP and SP2. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then we had to do an IRP, whatever it was last week. which is only a page long, but it's quite difficult to write a page.
Yeah, that was completely. It was.
I have to sit there and think about it for a bit. Yeah, that's pain, I think.
Yeah, that's fun. So, yeah, I was thinking that we can probably start attacking this seriously. And just, hopefully have something by next week that we can sort of try and integrate into the group.
Well, the browser's out of it now, or as it was there when I took it, uses the NXT search to get the data out of the files, which I think is odd, but I'm not quite sure how it works. I don't quite understand it.
So where?
To get the data, for example, to get the summarization data, you have to search for, I think, the IDs or something.
That's pretty slow, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess that's how it works. That is very
bizarre. So they don't, you know, they don't say look in that folder, but
they
search everything.
That is pretty bizarre.
Well, we could say it wasn't the most efficient.
It does go down quite quickly.
But you know, but what is it like a window where you have to write the search query, or is it just what's behind it?
No, this is not the actual search. This is just when you open, you know, to load the transcript, for example, to find the transcript for the set meeting, it does an NXT search for the string, I don't know, transcript or text or whatever.
It just has an open variable transcript, just whatever, find everything that's got that.
So I don't know if you looked at the search query language, but it's like $A text.
Because that's the because of variable, isn't it?
Yeah. And then because these files have got an ID, and all the transcript files have got the string. I don't know what it is, words or text or something. So it just searches for those files.
When you like, is there a open thingy or what did you do to how did you figure out that it's used in the search?
It's in the code. You define a search object and then you search that string. I had to figure out how to do the same thing for the summary. That's how I had to understand how to do the transcript, how they did the transcript.
So did you have to write it in the way that they wrote it?
Just search for a specific string. So you could just, you could use that when if you want to take the data out.
That's good answer, I was just thinking that.
If you have a question about what the code means or where to find the code that you want, whatever you want to do, then just send me an email. Actually, in the moment, it's got a load of rubbish because the browser that I used from that they gave us had a lot of extra stuff in, and I'm dead for that because they're all functioning out. Yes. So they're all in there, still. A lot of rubbish.
Commenting it out one bit at a time, putting it
to
work.
Yes, exactly.
So basically, we've got to kind of do some work. The answer to that, isn't it? We're not going to show you.
We can, but we can still 4 days off.
Still at the bottom of the mountain.
How many hours is this?
Since you played in want to explore any other. How's your quantifier raising?
I can't remember what I'm supposed to do, by the way. Am I supposed to do the summarization thing about?
No.
Who wants to?
Well, I'll do that then.
This can be changed.
Shall I do that then?
I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Well, you know.
If you want to. I mean, it's just, you know, play around with some extra stuff. That's your time.
I shouldn't be doing it.
So what courses should I take to not doing any work?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing communications, of which I had one exercise and I've done that like 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
That's in 2 weeks.
Is that informatics course?
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
of like
nine courses, nine in 10 again.
Okay.
And then I'm doing parallel programming languages and systems, which we had one exercise as well, and that's in Friday. Well, I'm not doing any background readings.
I'll be happy when this week is over.
I'll be happy when this coffee is over.
Yeah. Is that about it then? Anything else we need to discuss? Did we want to meet before we talk to Steve next week? Well, I don't know. We'll probably get some work done over the weekend, so I don't know if after DNLG or something, we'll just have a little quick little update and just.
Yeah, if you like.
Yeah,
well, you can always decide then.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, what are you planning to do over the weekend then?
Search.
You've got to do the search. You've got to do the search.
Sure,
yeah.
Could be that. Well, it'll be still a little version of the next query. Won't be the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can just decide sort of the things that we do want to do. Well, actually, we mostly just download that. So, I suppose.
It's just that I think we need to set ourselves some milestones, because otherwise, you know,
yeah,
we
just won't get schedule, yeah, pretty quick. Like you said. Well, actually, do we want to set a date for interim prototype? Specifically, a date?
Well, you decide. I'm not very much for prototype thing. The progress report is June 23rd of February.
So 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, how about we get it done by then? I mean,
ish, yeah.
Then we can write about it in the interim report.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, then we've got something to show.
So
just looking at my own deadlines.
Oh, and the search interface. Maybe you should decide pretty early what kind of things you want to be able to search for. And then if you want, you can give that to me and I'll build you nice, you know, a few tick boxes and drop down menus.
What's in, like, what you have now, isn't that pretty much what you have or was it?
Oh, that's
like
that doesn't exist. That's completely cut and pasted. That does not exist. Nicely done though, isn't it? It's actually all these things are nicked from these drop down menus and tick boxes are nicked from Google online. A screenshot of Google.
Maybe you should make it exist then.
It's going to be a little difficult, more difficult. Yeah, I mean, I was going to, but you know, the whole drop down menus and stuff, what we want to search for is not quite agreed on. We never agreed on what we want to be able to search for.
No, it's not true.
Yeah, do you want to, you know, just get together and think about different types of search we could possibly do, and then.
Mm-hmm.
Then we could discuss at next meeting which options we really want to include.
Yeah.
That would probably involve researching the query language a bit as well to see what that can do.
Mm. It would be nice to meet up and you can sort of show us a bit what you know already, so we don't sort of have to do all the work again, or just like figuring out stuff.
Just like the basics.
Know already what?
Just
like accessing the corpus and stuff.
Oh.
Just like all unseen code and just sort of how, just see the basics of what you've done, or just get a quick look over and just
can take
yeah.
us through a tutorial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just like, you know, the class paths, all that sort of thing. Like just say, okay, well, here's you know,
yeah.
everything's basic.
Yeah,
you
can do
that.
Yeah.
You know, just
showing
jump right
bits
in.
Yeah.
Next week.
As well. In the morning.
Well, this time I'm the tenth.
Something is together. Yeah, something like that could happen anytime because, yeah, like my schedule is like a class break, class break, class.
Yeah,
I'm
not going to say
so,
now.
Yeah, I know
exactly.
Exactly.
That's
what I'm thinking. So
I mean,
something like that, man. If I have a class, I can run off.
Yeah, pick a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Monday, Monday might be good.
Yeah. What
Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, this
Monday. Just
anytime. Not at noon or two or four. No, in between those, yeah, like 1 or 3.
3 o'clock?
Sure.
Actually,
yeah. It's
possible.
I think when we're trying to do that, I'll do 4 then.
It's 4.
Oh, that's the one I do absolutely after.
Yeah, that's an option too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
3 is good, but we have what's it, what's your phone?
Or 3:30.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Necessarily.
In the computer room in here.
Actually, you just have to get in there, though.
Have you, can you get in the front door? Oh, we haven't got a key, do you? Can none of you get in?
We can get in through the
computer room in here, the MSC computer.
I've not found that yet.
That's
in
there.
Take a
well, if you find me, I'll show you. I'll let us all in there. We can look in there.
We can look now, afterwards.
Yeah,
exactly.
You do need to have a key for it, though, that's the thing. It's not the one. Yeah, it's
actually, I was asking Steve about that, whether we can get in there, whether he's going to get us access into that.
Into what?
The computer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only got this crap, so I got about 4 or 5 computers. Okay. It would do quite a bit for my job, because it can also, it's not very normal.
Is there a picture in there too?
Yeah,
there's
a picture in there. And there's a Photoshop here. With the
really?
Photo on it.
It's
cool, yeah.
Well,
I'm
just...
We could put a copy of our assignment.
I've got it on my computer.
Yeah,
well,
all the comments
like,
I'm getting.
So, what time do we say?
I just think it's better to do it afterwards than we have all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
so
yeah, than
have
half an hour and then we'll
finish
when you run out.
Yeah. Okay.
Just long as Gino, she doesn't come late.
Hopefully, it's not that man's there, won't it?
Actually, it's not even confirmed yet.
What?
Oh.
She doesn't even know what she's talking about. Maybe it doesn't happen at all.
It's really
next
week. It should be. Is it really?
Three.
Well,
next
it's
week.
Supposed to be.
Week.
Next week.
Really?
Next week.
I don't think we have a reading week, though.
I don't know. We have one class at least.
That's
like speech perception, we don't have any lectures, but I think that's like all other classes.
Yeah, I don't think
there's no point in.
I don't think there was an official one last semester. I think it was just a back holiday, wasn't it?
Something like that.
I think
one, a couple
some
classes
did and some classes didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
sure
bizarre.
Yeah.
They didn't really know what was
I think the other margins had.
Yeah.
Were off.
Top. It was up to the professor. They did it wrong.
Oh,
I don't know. Yeah. DIL will probably have one to make up for missing classes.
What?
DIL.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yeah, we
have
will
classes.
Probably have
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Next week. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's meet Monday. Yeah. That's it. Was there anything else? Do anyone want to like take care of this, or should I take care of it?
Oh, we're interested.
Yeah. I don't know if there was something. I think you basically said the same things as in the comments. If I could read it, maybe that.
Do we really want multiple windows from a single app?
From a single app.
But most will probably want to go with defaults.
Yeah. And now we have 7% of the question.
So we need to take the entry box, right?
If you're okay with having
second box. Should we turn these off or what?
We're done now.